This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 383.5, down 2.25. May corn, 391.5, down 2.25. July corn, 399, down 2. March soybeans, 972, down 15. May soybeans, 978.75, down 14.25. July soybeans, 983.75, down 14.25. March wheat, 511, down 2.75. May wheat, 514, down 3.75. July wheat, 518.25, down 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Wednesday afternoon. After yesterday's rally in soybeans, reality was South America still will harvest a record crop. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 353 to 373. Soybean bids down 11 to 15 cents at 920 to 964. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at 349 to 379, and soybean bids were down 13 cents at 947 to 972. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 cents at 360 to 381, soybean bids dropped 15 cents at 951 to 980, and the wheat bids 3 cents lower at 422 to 483. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 to 13 lower at 978 to 989. Basis 2 to 6 cents stronger on Wednesday, ranged from 6 to 17 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $352.70 to $364.70, down $7.90 per ton, with basis steady ranged from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 377 to 389, with basis steady to a penny higher at 7 under to 5 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 376 to 384, with basis steady to a penny higher at 8 under to option the March. Soybeans dropped 13 to 15 cents at 975 to 986, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger at 3 to 14 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 2 to 9 cents lower at 399 to 401. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 14 to 15 cents with quotations at 1002 to 1005. Soft red winter wheat down 3 cents at 5.11 to 5.23, and Milo ended sharply lower on Wednesday, ranging from 4.44 to 4.59. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 3.64 to 3.84. New crop soybean bids at 8.96 to 9.29. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 384, new crop soybean bids at 911 to 930, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 371 to 384, new crop soybean bids at 899 to 928, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 472 up to 506. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 153, down 75 cents. April live cattle, 148.65, down $1.92. June live cattle, 140.67, down $1.75. March feeder cattle, 196.72, down $2.77. April feeder cattle, 196.85, down $3.05. May feeder cattle, 197.62, down $2.82. February lean hogs, 65.10, down $2.10. April lean hogs, 68.12, down $2.75. May lean hogs, 76.20, down $2.80. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Wednesday the 4th livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.18 lower in a range of $52 to $65 with a weighted average carcass price of $63.19. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $1 to $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $32 to $36, 4 to 5 weight at $33 to $38, 5 to 6 weights at $35 to $40, and over 600 pounds at $37 to $41. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $42 to $44. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 443 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $74.68, which was $1.57 lower. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled $10,836. United Producers Livestock Auction Report for Tuesday, February 3rd, had receipts of $353. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $2 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents lower, and slaughter cows traded steady to $1 lower. Slaughter bulls traded $2 higher. Slaughter steers choice at 157 to 165. Slaughter heifers choice at 155 to 164. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 145.50 to 155. Slaughter cows average dressing boners at 103 to 120. Leans average dressing at $92 to $100. Slaughter bulls average dressing at $120 to $134. Feeder steers medium and large, 5 weight at $210. Feeder heifers medium and large ones, 5 weight at $181 to $209. Feeder bulls medium and large, 4 weight at $221 to $231. And 5 weights at $200 to $206. From the Fairview Sale Barn Livestock Auction Report for Tuesday, February 3rd, had receipts of 267. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded mostly steady. Slaughter cows sold mostly $8 to $12 higher. Slaughter steers choice at $158.50 to $163.50. Slaughter heifers choice at $158 to $164.50. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at $136.50 to $142. Breakers average dressing at $108.50 to $115 and a quarter. Boners average dressing at $106.75 to $115. Leans average dressing at $85.50 to $96. Slaughter bulls average dressing at $126 to $139. Bred cows large, second stage young at $1,600 to $2,375. Bred cows large, second stage middle aged at $1,700 to $2,200. Bred cows large, third stage young at $1,500 to $2,550. Bred cows large, third stage middle aged at $1,650 to $2,675. And bred cows large, third stage aged at $1,550 to $2,225. For the opening report for Greenville Livestock Auction, had receipts of 408. Steers and heifers were $1 to $1.50 lower. Slaughter steers choice at $157 to $163.50. Slaughter heifers choice at $156 to $162.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at $160. Heifers on live basis traded at $158 to $160. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $242.75, which was 36 cents lower, with select carcasses at $235.58. which is 44 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 110,000 compared to 112,000 last week and 115,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000 compared to 433,000 last week and 389,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Several congressional representatives have reintroduced the RFS Reform Act, an amendment to the Clean Air Act that aims to reduce the amount of renewable fuel used in the fuel industry. National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling says the congressmen have put big oil ahead of America's corn farmers who have answered the call for clean, renewable, American-grown energy. Bowling says repealing the RFS would increase the cost of farm programs, hurt rural communities, and make America more dependent on foreign oil. Growth Energy CEO Tom Buse says the bill does nothing to address the critical policy goal of achieving U.S. energy independence, nor will it lower the price of food, as the congressmen claim. Buse says the legislation is a wish list for RFS opponents who want to kill the RFS. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the legislation is not only a bad step for agriculture, but also a major setback to the environment and the nation's attempts to manage carbon emissions. These organizations urge Congress to reject this policy and continue to embrace the vision of a robust renewable fuels industry as a component of America's overall energy portfolio. Meanwhile, New Hampshire and Pennsylvania senators have introduced a bill to cap crop insurance premium subsidies at $50,000, which they say the Congressional Budget Office estimates would reduce the deficit by $2.2 billion over 10 years. New Hampshire Senator Gene Shaheen says taxpayers shouldn't be footing the bill for a program benefiting large companies that don't need it. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says federal spending has more than doubled since 2000, and this legislation offers lawmakers the opportunity to save billions and make common sense reforms. More than 7,000 cattlemen and women from across the U.S. are registered to gather in San Antonio at the 2015 Cattle Industry Convention, which began on Wednesday. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Bob McCann says some of the great successes of the past year will be highlighted this week, and the course of the future will be set. McCann says it's important now, more than ever, for producers to get involved and engaged in public policy. He says the strong grassroots policy process is the backbone and strength of the NCBA, and this week we'll discuss important policy issues and lay the groundwork for the coming year. For more information on the 2015 Cattle Industry Convention, you can visit beefusa.org. The Illinois Pork Expo wrapped up in Peoria yesterday. I had the chance to speak with newly elected IPPA President Kurt Zier of Washington, Illinois.
It's a humbling experience to be president. Happened yesterday, and I'm very fortunate. Our family and I have been involved in this organization most all my life. You know, I remember it was a big deal for me when my dad started letting me go to local pork producer meetings with him, and so I've been involved in this industry most of my life, ever since I was five or six. You know, and I've looked up to a lot of people in that who've been in this organization. Admired and respected them, and it came a point in my career when I had was able to maybe give back to this industry a little bit, and got on the board, and then asked if maybe I would be an officer, and so decided that I would try to be a part of something that I really believe in and am passionate about.
Well, that sounds just great. And Kurt, what are you really hoping to tackle in 2015, or what are you expecting to come up as the main focus of the Illinois pork producers in the next year?
Well, I think one of the main things that my goal would be to continue the tradition we've had of being a really positive influence in the state as far as the pork industry is concerned. You know, I see us as being the voice of pork producers in the state, in the legislative and regulatory arena, trying to inform the legislative community in Springfield and around the state about how important an industry we are to the state. You know, we're almost a $2 billion industry, you know, and over 10,000 jobs, and just a real economic driver. And just to make sure people are aware of really how big impact we have on the economy in the state of Illinois is one thing I really want to strive to do.
And how has the Illinois Pork Expo been going so far this year?
So far, real good. We had a really nice banquet last night, honored some of the people who really contributed to our industry. And then we have a trade show today, and we have a good crowd and a lot of exhibitors and some really good seminar speakers. And so I've been very pleased, and I think we can call it a really good success.
And next year, there's going to be a bit of a change. The Pork Expo is going to be moving locations.
Yeah, as a board, we've been talking about this for 8 or 9 months, and just made the decision in December, really, to do it. And we're going to combine two good events, our Legislative Day in March and our Expo in February, into one really big event in Springfield, trying to really, I think one of the main ideas we have is to really let the legislative community in Springfield know who we are. We'll be real close to the Capitol. It'll be an opportunity. We'll have a legislative reception that legislators can get to know producers, and producers can get to know legislators in a more intimate way, and just be in the center of our state there.
Very good. And do you want to share any final thoughts about what you hope people take away from the Illinois Pork Producers, or what you would like people to know about your association?
You know, I'm really proud to be an Illinois pork producer. I think, you know, I really take a lot of pride in taking the assets that God gives us and producing food for people. And I think we need to keep that in mind that, you know, we are producing, you know, as pork producers in the state of Illinois and around the country, you know, we're producing food and protein to feed the world. And I take a lot of pride in that.
Again, that was the newly elected president of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, Kurt Zier, from Washington, Illinois. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.